Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for joining me for our Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in John chapter 7, beginning at 25. And here, Jesus continues to speak openly in the temple, and some of the religious leaders seek to have Jesus arrested. Division arises among the people who are listening to Jesus. And as we finish up our week together, God's guiding word for us is still love. So let's begin reading John chapter 7, beginning at verse 25. Some of the people of Jerusalem said, "Isn't this the man that the authorities are trying to kill? Look, he's talking in public, and they say nothing against him. Can it be that they really know that he is the Messiah? But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from, and we all know where this man comes from." As Jesus taught in the temple, he said with a loud voice, "Do you really know me and know where I am from? I have not come on my own authority. He who sent me, however, is truthful, and you do not know him. But I know him because I come from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. But many in the crowd believed in him and said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more miracles than this man has?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus. So they and the chief priests sent some guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I shall go away to him who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, because you cannot go where I will be." The Jewish authorities said amongst themselves, Where is he about to go so that we shall not find him? Will he go to the Greek cities where our people live and teach the Greeks? He says that we will look for him, but we will not find him, and that we cannot go where he will be. What does he mean? On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood and said with a loud voice, "Whoever is thirsty should come to me, and whoever believes in me should drink. As the scripture says, streams of life-giving water will pour from his side." Jesus said this about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were going to receive. At that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, but Jesus had not yet been raised to glory. Some of the people in the crowd heard him say this, and they said, "This man is really a prophet." Others said, "No, he's the Messiah." But others said, the Messiah will not come from Galilee. The scripture says that the Messiah will be a descendant of King David and will be born in Bethlehem, the town where David lived. And there was a division among the crowd because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. When the guards came back, the chief priests and the Pharisees asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Nobody has ever talked the way that this man taught." "Did he fool you too?" the Pharisees asked them. "Have you ever known one of the authorities or one Pharisee who believe in him? The crowd does not know the law of Moses, so they are under God's curse." One of the Pharisees there was Nicodemus, and he was the man that had gone to see Jesus before. He said to the others, "According to our law, we cannot condemn people before hearing and finding out what they have done." "Well," they answered, are you also from Galilee? Study the scriptures and you will learn that no prophet ever comes from Galilee." And today's key verse is John chapter 7, verse 37-38, where Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Whoever is thirsty should come to me, and whoever believes in me should drink." You know what, beloved? Jesus was causing dissension 2,000 years ago. And there's going to be, continue to be dissension about the real identity of Jesus and what his ministry is, as long as there are more than one person living on this earth because we have all been blinded by sin. Jesus told the truth. He told them what they needed to know, and not necessarily what they wanted to know, and they rejected him. And so that still happens today. We stand and we testify of the goodness of God in our lives, and people still reject what Jesus has done. That's okay. Our responsibility is simply to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and they glorify the Father. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, I believe that you are the Messiah. Yes, Lord, I believe in you and thirst for your word and the life-giving water you offer. Draw me close to you and teach me to do your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join us on Monday. We'll be in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 1, where the religious leaders seek to test Jesus. Here, is there anything more conceited that the bowl, the vessel, is going to test the potter to determine if the potter is really who they say he is? Oh, how full of ourselves we as human beings can be. Well, hope to see you in church on Sunday. If I don't see you there, we'll be back on Monday as we're reading John chapter 8. Until then, may all of God's greatest blessings be yours and for your family. Amen.